Okay, we're looking here today, Masech of the Goyim, Paradalit, Mishnah Zion, the third shear, third take on the Mishnah. We did already the Mishnah and the Rav. Now we're going to do the charts. Now we're going to do the chart. The chart over here is on the next page, Mishnah number 29. Hashuni Beheres. Okay, so the Shuni Beheres, Hashuni Beheres on the right side. We have Beheres Gris. A Beheres is the size of a Gris. Shehis Gira, Vinirba Nichya. And in the next week, so first he says over here we have the Beheres. And the Beheres is a Gris. Right? So it's a Gris. And then they have Hesker, the guys put up, they lock him up. And then Vinirba Michya Upisyoin. Now we have a Michya Upisyoin. A Yisrael Lavan Upisyoin. We have either a Michya Upisyoin, two Simonim. Two of the three Simonim make their appearance. Either there's a Michya Upisyoin or there is Se'er Lavan Upisyoin. And then one of the simonim disappears. So what is the halacha on the right, the left side? Habeheres nisheres muchletes l'toma mishum ha-pisyoin oy ha-michya shenoyis shubo oy mishum ha-pisyoin oy ha-seo lovan shenoyis shubo. Right? So you start off with a beheres, and the following week we have two simonim. And he's deemed a mukhlat. And then one of the simonim disappears. He remains a mukhlat because the second simon is there. Backup. A backup mitzvah. This is what we call in the medical industry a backup mitzvah. He's such a mukhlat, he comes with a backup mukhlat. Two simonim. Good? Yeah. Now, next line. Baheres kagrei shaholcha disappeared. V'shuv chazal l'mekayma b'soich yimei hesker. Ah, it disappeared on Monday, but it came back on Tuesday. Disappeared on Wednesday, came back on Thursday. The bottom line is your appointment, your day of appointment. Whenever your appointment is, if it's there, dina ki'ilu loholcha shabesoif shavua rishon yuskar shenis or v'soif shavua sheni tahar. We don't care what happens if it disappears. The only thing that counts is the day of appointment. Does not matter. It's like you go to the dentist and they tell you better brush your teeth, you brush your teeth, brush your teeth. I don't care. You let the whole thing go by. As long as on the day of your appointment you brush your teeth before you're walking into the dentist's office, just look, you see how nice they are? You see I brush my teeth every single day. That's what counts. What counts is your appointment. It doesn't matter what you did in the middle.
Right.
Next. Baheres holcha upatra kohen. A baheres disappeared entirely. Upatra hakohen. Vishuv chazal lemekayma kefisha haisa. So it disappeared entirely. And the kohen said yupatra. And then chazal lemekayma kefisha haisa. Tereh kibat chila. It's like a brand new nega. Kide nega chadash utuuna shuv hesker rishon vhesker sheni. Because it was holcha. Holcha means no more. Now, I think including holcha, this was our conclusion from yesterday's shiur, is holcha means even if it became less than the size of a gris. If the beheres starts off as being a gris, and then you come back the next week and it's less than a gris, but it's still there. It starts out as being 9, the minimum size, and you come back and it's 8. That's also called holcha. So the Kohen says it's only 8. Last week it was 9, now it's 8. It's Pachas Mikashir, Mimil Yitohar. Now if you come back the next week and it's 10, 11, 12, that's like you sing the Nega for the very first time. Holcha doesn't just mean that it disappeared entirely. Holcha means even if it went down below the Gris. Right? That's what we came out yesterday. I made a mistake. I thought the only way to miyashiv the steed from the reish of the sefer is to say holcha means it disappeared entirely. Das is a tohus. Dvarim shemati tohus hem biyadi. It's nish gerecht. It's not correct. Holcha means it became less than the size of a gris. So the kohen after 1 week says tohar. Now if it spreads, it's like it's spreading for the very first time. Okay, next line. Baheres, here we go, they are get hard, yes. Baheres, Shebeshasa Hesker Hoysa, Azok is easy in this case. Just because it changes color does not make a difference. Aval im hishtanasa lepochus mimarois haloiven tohar miyad ve'enoiton heskesheni. Okay, now we come to the next case. Beheresh shebetsoif hesker. Oh, now we come to the more complicated case. Abaheres shebetsoif hesker konso pochakonso. At the end of the hesker, it's konso upasisa. So he's not really explaining, he's just giving a very generic words. He's not really, he wants us to go look over here on the next, he wants us to go see over here on number 30. So we did the Mepharshim yesterday. He's not really explaining. Wait, the picture. Mispar 30 is the next Mishnah. I guess that's the next Mishnah. That's already the next Mishnah.
So,
Konsol Pasasa. Okay, and you want to look at Mepharshim? Konsol Pasasa, yeah? Konsol pasa, harash perish kishesgiroi bekris ve'oid. So what's the case? The case is when it starts out where it's 10. It's 10. The minimum size is 9. And the baheres is 10. And now what happens? It's konsol goes from 10 to 9. So it's still a baheres. It still demands that it be hesker. If after one week, you went from 10 to 9, you need another week of Hesker, because 9 is also called a Beheres. And then when you come back week number 2, it went from 9 back to 10. So what was the question? The question is, do we reset the benchmark, the starting point? Benchmark is not the right word. Do we reset the starting point? The starting point for Pisyoin. When we came to see the coin week number 1, on day number 1, it was 10. So what's the starting point for Pisyoin? The starting point for Pisyoin is 10. If it goes above 10, Mukhlat. Lower than 10, then, well, it depends how much lower than 10 it goes. But there's no question that on day number 1, when the Baheres is at number 10, the Pisyoin starts from 10. Pisyon means if it goes above 10. You come back after week 2.
Hold on, but the baseline shear that's necessary is only 9. You don't need,
you know, you need 9 for it to be called a Baheres. But the Pisyon baseline, the Pisyon baseline is 10.
Right.
Day number one, you have a Baheres that's 10. All you need for it to be called a Baheres is 9. But right now, when the Kohen sees this for the very first time, he sees it at number 10. So what's the baseline for Pisyon for week number 2? When you come back after 1 week, 7 days later, it has to be 10 plus.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
It has to be 10 plus.
Yes.
So now you come back after 7 days, and where is it? It's 9. Gevaldik, 9. So 9 means you failed the Pisyon test. But you still need Hesker for another week. Just because it went down from 10 to 9 doesn't mean that you can go home. If it would have went down from 10 to 8, then you would be Tahar. But it only went down from 10 to 9. 9 is enough to make you, to require Hesker. Just because it was konsa doesn't mean that it's holcha. There's a chilik between holcha and konsa. Holcha means that it doesn't exist. You don't have the shear. Konsa means you still have the shear. It's above 9, but it's less than when it was on day number 1. So now, we're now day 7. And we're going to go right into day number, what's going to be in day 13. So the question is, are we going to reset the baseline for Pisyon? That's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, we are. According to Rabbi Akiva, since right now, it's now day 7, and it has withdrawn from 10 to 9, 9 becomes the new baseline. So if you come back now on day 13 and it's 9 plus, Tamei, the Chacham say no. The baseline is not reset. Since on day 1 it was 10, in order for you to become Tamei, it has to be still 10 plus, even though on day 7 it is 9. The Machlokes is, do we reset the baseline? That's the dilemma. So Nachum over here, Nachum was over here in the Kibbefarshim, Arash Mefarish, Kishizkir, Kibbefarish, Ve'oid. Or the new case, the new case. Let's say this is a different case. On day number 1, it's let's say 9. On day number 1, it's 9. And then you come back on day number 10. And day 7, it's now 10. Oh, 10. You're done. You're finished. Because if you come back on day 7, it's now 10, you've gone up by 1, so you're mukhlat. Then you call the kohen, then v'shuv konas, and then it goes back to 9. So now you want to say the pisyon went away. So what? Just because the pisyon went away, v'shuv konas, no, they are kol mul einei hakohen. The Kohen saw this all. This part I don't understand. This part I don't get. This, something is wrong with this part.
But it takes place on the day of the appointment, not on the time, not during day 9 or 11 when only the guys in Hezger. Meaning that if it takes place when the Kohen does it, we can't restart it based on what the guy's telling you, that it shrank to less than 9 or it shrank to less than 10, whatever it is. If the Kohen sees it and in front of his eyes, the pisyon actually shrinks, then the question is, do we consider that to be a new setting, or is it still Amad Hanegabena?
All right, fine.
Does that make sense?
I guess so. That's what he seems to say. Oi, let's see, Oi Pasa, it spreads. Vishuv Karnas. It spreads and it goes back. Is that called pisyon? But it seems that the case has nothing to do with the previous case. It's like you first have the case. So you have case number one over here is kansa ufasasa, period. That case is one case in and of itself. You have hesker. After day 7, it's kansa. Then on day 13, it's ufasasa to exactly where it was before. So now we do an entirely new case, pasasa. You come back on day 7, and day 7, oh, look at that, it went from 9 to 10, but in front of the eyes of the Kohen, it's the kansa. That means that the second part of this Mishnah has nothing to do with the first part. We have four words here. Kansa upasasa, and then it's pasasa the kansa. So the first two words is discussing one case that spans 13 days, and the next two words is discussing a different case which spans 7 days. And on day 7, right in front of the eyes of the Kohen, it expands and it retracts. So these two cases, the word number 3 and 4 have nothing to do with words number 1 and 2.
Right. So the first kanso pasasa is after 2 weeks. And the second plus of a kansa is after
7 days.
Yeah.
It's a little strange, but that's what it seems to say. Now, then he goes right over here. And he goes over here, v'af. That's what it says over here. V'af ha-rambam, she-kosav, she-nismato, b'soch yimei ha-hesker, nire, she-ein kavadose, b'soch yimei ha-shavua. Even the Rambam says, she-nismato, now maybe the Teferi Shul is coming to tell you new pshat. Mari Hachin, I guess in the last case.
You know, the Rambam is telling you that this is taking place even in the second week, right?
No.
In day 7 and day 13?
No, the Afram Shakasa should smart on the Sukh Mehesker, Nirisha ain't Kavanasa the Sukh. When it says now, when he says here the Rambam, is the Rambam going back on the first part or the second part?
I think it was on the first part.
Oh, the first part. Okay, the first part. Konso Pasasa.
Okay.
So, in other words, the case of Pasasa of a Konso, we're just writing it off. There's a case called Konso Pasif. Okay, then this Pasasa of a Konso. Okay, we're done with you. Now, let's go back and discuss in more detail the case of Konso Pasasa. The Afarambam Shakasav Shinismata Besechim Hesker. It doesn't mean that it diminished on day 3. We're discussing here when you come back on day 7. On day 7, it was Kansa. It doesn't mean, when it says Kansa, it means Kansa at the appointment. Shakasav Shinismata Besechim Hesker. And Nirshin Kavanasa Besechim Yeshua. Elish Bekavanasa. Lissoifa Hesker. At the end of the Hesker on day 7, call Shloipot Rakoin. Now the Atiferes Yisrael perish. I guess we're going back on the beginning as we're going back on the beginning of the first case. Marihacha biyoysim b'chigris. V'rotz v'rotz aloymar. Shebesayv v'rishayv shebesayv v'rishayim. At the end of the first week, Mo'atza shekonsa ad k'gris. That's what we said. V'chazav yisgir shavu sheini. V'besayv shavu sheini mo'atza shechazhu apostasav. Isn't that what we said until now? That's the Rash says.
Yeah.
So what's he saying? That's exactly what the Rash said. Perish, go back to the beginning. Harash perish, shehizkiroi begris ve'oid. Ve'sav shvua konas, oisa ve'oid. Ve'shuv posa, oi posa, ve'shuv posa, period. And after 1 week...
No, the according to the first Yisrael is that the second case...
Okay. So you're saying over here, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that according to the Rash, when it says Konso Pasa Pasa V'Konso, it's not a different case. It's the same case. I don't understand. You see, there's no Mukhlat. There's no Mukhlat yet. So let's review. According to the Rash, day 1, he has size 10. And then after 7 days, it's Kansa. Let's read the Rash again. Harash perisha hiskiroi b'chigris v'oid. 10. Uvesav shvua konas oisai v'oid. And then right in front of the eyes of the Kohen. On day seven, he shows up. And right in front of the eyes of the Kohen, it went from 10 to 9. 9 to 10. 10 to 9. Back, like a yo-yo. We're now holding on day 7, and the Kohen is looking at it, and it was originally 10, and now look at that, Konsa upasasa, pasasa, the Konsa. It gathers in and it spreads, upasasa the Konsa. Wait a minute. So if it spreads, it means it's going from 2 to 11. Then, let's see again the Rash. This is too confusing for my little head. Harash perish kishazgira bechagris vioid with a sub shua. It's 10. Karnas oisa vioid with shuv posa. And then it spreads. Oi posa. Or it spreads. It spreads.
Karnas, and it goes back to baseline.
So it goes to 11. Oi posa, which will be a nega. If it goes to 11, that's a real pisyoin. The bottom line that in both cases, when the day is over, it's exactly where it was in the beginning. It was 10. He starts off on day 1 where it's 10. On day 7, he shows up, and in front of the eyes of the Kohen, he goes from 10 to 9, 9 to 10. Is that called Pisyoin? Or it goes from 10 to 11, 11 to 10. So when the day is over, it's exactly holding number 10. exactly the way it was originally. It went from 9 when the day is over. So now what do you need? So what is the halacha? According to the Chacham Mitaharin, he's a muskar. Why Mitaharin? According to the Chachamim. It's just keep on going another week. According to Rabbi Akiva, this is called Pisyon. Since it went back to 9, this is not what I told you originally. That's why we can do the Tiferes Yisrael. According to the Rash, after 1 week it was Kanas, the Shuv Posa on the same day. I Posa, it went from 10 to 11, Shuv Kanas, the Akumulina Koin. The Ramsha Kasa should have smacked the Bushahim Esa, the Yoshi Kamas, the Bushahim Esa, 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 the That's the way we learned. Okay, that's how we explained this for the last two times before we got to the Rash. The Rash is saying something totally different. And then now here comes the part. Here comes the important part. The Achar Kach Konsa also a Pisyoin. Vinisheres Kemosha Hoysa Koidema Hesker. So that's the Machloikis. Okay, so then it's a little bit more consistent then. So in both of these cases, Rabbi Kiva is Mitame. He holds he still remains Tame. Vachachomim Mitarin. Because according to the Chachomim, the Pisyoin has gone away. Rabbi Akiva resets. Rabbi Akiva basically he resets the pisyon. If it spreads and then it goes backwards, so why would Rabbi Akiva? The Tiferes Yisrael, what does he say again on the Tiferes Yisrael? First case we got. What about the second case? Second case over here is Oy, Shebesoiv Shavua Rishoin Oysheni Mosa Sheposis Sohanega Vitimoy Hakoin. It spread fine. Now, the Achar Kachen afterwards, Konsa Oysay Hapisyoin Vinisheres Kemosha Hoysa Koidemaheske. And it goes back to the way it was. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's not called the Pisyon went away. According to the Chachamim say that if you come back on week number, on day 7 it's spread, and you're a Mukhlat, and then it goes back to the way it was originally. Yitar. That's called the Negas Tar. He holds because there's no more Pisyon. He holds that the only reason why this was a nega was because of the pisyon. So if the pisyon goes away, then you tahar. According to Rabbi Akiva, just because the pisyon went away, once you tame. It would seem that according to the Tiferes Yisrael, we're not discussing a lumdus in the din of pisyon. We're discussing a din of when a person gets a nega. Let me ask you a question. A person gets a nega, and there are two white hairs. So the white hairs are a simon that the nega is a real nega. And then a week later, let's say 5 weeks later, he gets a call from the kohen. Guess what? Bad news for you. The two white hairs are no longer. So what is the halacha? So I thought the halacha is, who cares? Once you get in, you don't go out. What's the ikar? The ikar is the nega. The white hairs, or the michi, is a simon. So once the simon has been accepted in court, that's it, you're a mukhlat. You're Mr. Mukhlat. Mr. Mukhlat, you're stuck here. We don't care that the simonim go away. If the two white hairs go away, or the michi goes away, who cares? You're still the nega, the baheres, is still here. You're grandfathered in. Like in America. You're grandfathered in. what Yava Baharis. No, we don't know what the Baharis is. We don't know if the Baharis is a nega, it's not a nega. We need Simonim Muvakim. Will the Simonim Muvakim please present themselves? The Simonim come, they say they're Eidos. Yes, this person is a Balavera, he's a Baltaiva, he's an Avarian. Any Beis HaKnes and every Yom Kippur, when they say the Matim Lehispalalim Ho Avarianim, it's Yotzu de Chavasim Lucholadeus. He's an Avarian. Okay, thank you for your testimony. You can now go home. They're gone. The Simonim are no longer here. We don't need you anymore. We don't need you. We don't need you. Good riddance. Now we know that the Baheres is authentic. We only need the Simonim to come at the right time in order to establish the Baheres. So the same way, I'm assuming that's correct. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the Machlokes. If that is correct, then the same thing should apply when it comes to the Michya. What about the Michya? You have a Nega. We don't know if this is a real Nega. A week later, there's a Michya in the Nega. Oh, the Michya in the Nega is a Gilui. The Nega is a real Nega. Now what happens if the Michya disappears? In other words, that it overcomes, that the Baheres overcomes it. So the person remains a muchlat. He remains because we just need this. The simanim are like disposable dishes. We just need it now. When we're finished, in the garbage. It goes in the garbage. I had a mice, I went to someone's house, and they served. I'm only used to using plastic. And they were serving, they served me something on the table. Recently it happened to me. And they served me, they said, I don't want it, leave me alone. No, I'll give you some watermelon. Shoymer kishuim anoichi. Am I? Kishuim. Okay, they gave me some watermelon. They gave me a fork. These are very wealthy people. They gave me a fork. It's very light. I really thought it's like a plastic fork. Like, that's what I have in my house. I only use plastic. I use the cheap plastic. But this is like a little bit, you know, it was a drop heavier. I thought it was like a, and I ate the, and then I finished, I cleaned up, I threw it in the garbage. Give up. I threw it in the, don't you know, this a silver, not just stam silver. This is like the real, real expensive silver. What we have in the house, I don't use it, but we have, it's heavy. The real utensils are heavy because it's not real. It's Barzel. I don't know what it is. It's not, that's not silver. It cost whatever it cost. I use plastic. But they use the real deal. And the real silver is very light. So I thought if it's light, it's garbage. Go garbage. Such a crude, unrefined person. He said to me, no wonder you're not married.
You said that?
They were thinking. That's what they were thinking.
No, you don't know that.
How could they not be thinking that? That's what you do? You throw utensils? $500 fork? You shouldn't be serving me with $500 forks. What are you doing over here? I'm not even worth the plastic. I once was by Kiddush and Shul. They didn't have an Or Yitzchak. And they know they're very unorganized there. They don't put out the things, you know, they don't know what they're doing there. So all it was like a bar, it was a simple, there's a bar mitzvah or something. So there was no forks. I said to the olim there, Rabbeisai, they were like, oh, we have the forks. I said, Rabbeisai, let's all make believe now that we're at home. And I took my fingers and I took some thing off the middle. Just make believe you're at home. And you know, it did not go off well. They don't share my sense of humor, these people. These people, they were Litvaks. Finish the pasuk. V'ho'ir Shushan. Navoicha. V'ho'ir Shushan. Tzohala v'sameicha. This is a Freudian slip. Vital. So he's saying over here, no, so here, getting back over here to this question over here, is that I'm under the impression that this is the Machlaikis. It appears now that this Machlaikis, if I'm not mistaken, according to the threshold, is Machlaikis, is if the Pisyon goes away, does that mean that the nega is now tahar? Or no, once there's a pisyon, it's a gilui that it's a real nega, and the nega never goes away. And the nega remains, if you have a nega for 2 weeks in a row, what is the halacha? The nega is there for 2 weeks in a row with no simonim, tahar. So here we have the nega. The nega now has pisyon, so it's vada, it's a mukhlat. So we want to make the person tahar. How can we make him tahar? So let me illustrate it in this way. Let's say we have a nega. I'll give you the best illustration of them all. We have a nega that has three simonim mufakim. Three simonim. We have a baharis. We put the guy away in hesker for 1 week. And then the next week he has three things. Two sairois, a michya, and pisyon. Everything is going for him. Now what happens if the shtei, let's say he comes back to the kohen 2 weeks later and all three are no longer there? The shtei sairos are not there, the michya is not there, and the pisyon is not there. So what it appears to be saying over here is, if the shtei sairos go away, we have to do it again this way. Three different cases. Okay, let's discuss three different cases to compare and contrast. You have a nega the size of a beheres. Nega number one, the guy, let's talk about the guy. The one person is on arm, A, B, C. A, there's three spots. Okay, Mr. So-and-so, go into Hesker. He comes back a week later on day number seven. Spot number A has two white hairs. Spot number two has the michya. Spot number three has pisyon. You're mukhlat. Nothing to talk about. Comes back a month later. Spot number one no longer has the white hairs.
Now you're saying also that the michya and the seyer lovin are within the baharas, right?
Yes. Separate cases. I was under the assumption that you only need the simonim to create the nega. Once you create the nega as being an authentic nega and its tame is a mukhlat, the simonim can go away. We don't need you anymore. The only way we're going to be mitaher you is if the nega decreases less than a gris. The simonim are disposable. The simonim are just there to establish the nega. But when the simonim go away, when the simonim disappear, you're still tameh. The simonim is just there to activate the nega. Once the nega has been activated, we don't need the simonim. If the simonim disappear, the nega remains.
So the original nega that the kohen put together, the head, that hasn't gone away. Everything else is cropped up in the middle.
Right.
So the thing that the Kohen is being done on the original Nega, not Simonim that
are... Right, the Simonim is a Sim, not a Sibo. The Simonim are just there to be Megale, that the Nega is a real Nega. So if the Simonim go away, okay, very good, the Simonim. We don't need the Simonim. The Simonim are expert witnesses. That's all they are. You did your job, get your check, go home. The person, the nega, is a nega, and the nega has to go to it's mukhlat. The only way the fellow is leaving mukhlat is if the nega goes away. If the nega decreases less than a gris. That's l'chayra, certainly the case when it comes to the shtei sarois and the michya. But it appears here, according to the way the Teferis Tzur is explaining, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, if that is correct, with regard to the pisyon. It appears that according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says that it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing, the pisyon, the third sim in the pisyon. The pisyon is just here to be megale that the oim, the main part of the nega, is a real nega. If you come back a week later and the pisyon goes away, good for the pisyon. Let the pisyon go wherever it wants to go. It's the fact is the nega has been activated. This is a mukhlat. You want to go free? The nega has to disappear. According to the Chachamim, it seems that the pisyon is a chelik of the nega. And if the pisyon goes away, we're back with where we started. We have a nega, that's whatever size it is, and it's more than 2 weeks. And when it's 2 weeks, it's the status quo. The halacha is 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks status quo. Tahar, you go free. If you have a nega for 2 weeks in a row and there's no change whatsoever, even though the nega is there, if there are no simonim, you go free. The pisyoin, if there's pisyoin, oh, now it becomes a nega, not because the pisyoin is a gilui on the main part. The pisyoin is a chelik of the nega. Only when there's pisyoin is the nega there. When the pisyon goes away, what are we back with? We're back with just with the nega. And the nega has its rules that it needs to have a simen. There is no simen, and for 2 weeks in a row with the same amount, does not change size, and there's no michia, and there's no shtei sairos. It is tahar. That's what he seems to be saying to Eretz Yisrael.
Take very seriously the word of Pisyon is Mekame B'chol Shehu, and he's taking it seriously that it's Mekame B'chol Anagoyim. So that in and of itself, it seems to be that Simon Tuma is effective enough to restart the clock, even if it occurs during Hezbollah. I don't know how to explain it any other way.
Look what he says over here. Look, read the words. Look over here. Page 30. Page 30. Oh, the second to last line. Shebesoiv shavua rishoin oisheini motso shepasasa hanega vitimei hakoyein. So now he's tamei because of the pisyoin. The acharkach. And now the pisyoin goes away. So where does it go to? It goes back to its original size. Now, what is the halacha at its original size? The original size of the nega, the law is, you go to hesker for a max of 2 weeks. The achakach konsa oisa pisyoin v'nish eres k'moisho hoitsa koidim ha-hesker. So the pisyoin went away, and now we're back with a baheres, that has not changed size for 2 weeks, and when the pisyon goes away, so you go back to your original state. What do you mean? Why don't we say that when there's pisyon is an activation, it's a gilui, that the oim of the nega, the beharis, is a bona fide nega, and now you're a mukhlat, and the only way to release you is for the thing to get less than a gris.
No, because you can say that you have two things going, you have beharis, and you have pisyon, and when you start with the pisyon, that's greater than the size necessary for pisyon. When it shrinks back to that size, it's still metamic. It's not. You have to get it back to under the regulation size.
I don't understand. Give me numbers. We're starting off week number one. It's nine. Okay, nine. Which is the bare minimum.
Nine is good for Beharis. You need 10 for Pisyon.
Right. So right now it's 9. You come back a week later, what is it?
It's 10.
Why is it 10? Because of Pisyon. So that 1 is what made the Nega into a Nega. This is claim to fame. Going from 9 to 10 is what made this Nega into a Nega. Correct?
Yeah.
Now you come back week number two, come back a month later.
He's still in Hezger. I mean, he's in Hezger not because of Pishon, right? Pishon doesn't work by Tchila, right? He's in Hezger.
He's a Mukhlat.
He's a Mukhlat after day 7.
Right, day 7, day 1, he goes into Hezger because there is a Neg Abaharis that's 9. On day number 1, there's a Abaharis of size 9. He goes into Hesker because there are no simonim. All you have on day 1 is just an ordinary Baharis. There are no Shtei Sarus. There is no michya, there is no, the pishyon is not shaykh on day number one. So you go into Hesker on day number one because there's a regular, ordinary Baharis of size 9, the bare minimum size. You come back a week later and the Baharis has spread from 9 to 10. So now you have the third simen, what do we call a simen, the third simen. You've gone from 9 to 10, you're a mukhlat. This fellow is a mukhlat. Why is he a mukhlat? Because of pisyon. He goes to mukhlat land. And then a month later, he calls up the kohen and says, guess what? It went from 10 back to 9. The only reason why you put me here in mukhlat city is because it went from 9 to 10. Now, that the reason why you put me here has gone away. It's gone from 10 back down to 9. So I want to go home. So that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, you ain't going nowhere. Because the reason why I put you away when it went from 9 to, not because that's the nega, that's a simen. From 9 to 10 is like shtei sairos. 9 to 10 is like a michya. If the two sairos go away, or the michya goes away, you still have to remain in the mukhlat city, because the reason why you're here is because of the baheres. The shtei sairos and the michya were nothing more than a simen that the baheres is a real baheres. So too, the pisyon is nothing more than a simen. The pisyon was nothing more than a simen that the baheres is a real baheres. So the pisyon came. It was a gilui that the baheres is the real deal. Therefore, you will remain mukhlat until that baheres goes away. We no longer need the pisyon. We no longer need the shtei sairos. We no longer need the michya. We only needed those things for a single moment to reveal that the original baheres is authentic. And that's why Rabbi Akiva says, metame. Metame means you remain tame. According to the Chachamim, no. A pisyon is not like shtei sairos and not like michya. Shtei sairos and michya, detaka simonim, you can go away. But pisyon is not a din of a simon, it's a siba. Pisyon means this is the nega. When you have pisyon, it's a revelation. This is the nega. If you no longer have that pisyon, you're back where you started. What did you start with? Abaharis. Abaharis. A beheres for 2 weeks is tar. That's what it seems he's saying. I'm not trying to make this up. It seems he's saying. Look, the second to last line. The second to last line on page 30. Oh, shebesoif shavua rishon. Oy sheni. Yeah, you start off 9. Matzo shepasis sohanega. It went from 9 to 10. So what do you do? Pisyon. Pisyon. What's there to talk about? Gzeres HaKosef. If you go from 9 to 10, the Timur HaKoyin, you're a mukhlat. The Achakach. When is Achakach? It doesn't matter. Achakach can be in a day, can be in a year, can be in 50 years. You call up the Koyin and you tell them, guess what? It went back to the way it was originally, back to 9. The achakach konso oisei hapisyon. Exactly what spread went away. So now we're back where we started. V'nish'eres k'mo shehoisei koidem ahesker. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Machlokes. Rabbi Akiva metame v'acham metaharim. Why is Rabbi Akiva metame? What's the pashto svara? We don't need the pisyon to be here forever. We only need the pisyon to be a gilui on the beheres. So once the beheres has become active, that's it. All expert witnesses, collect your check at the door and go home and never come back until we have another criminal to put away. According to the Chachamim, no. The pisyon is not like the shtei sairos and the michya. The pisyon is a chelik of the nega. And the Torah is teaching you that this type of baharis, a baharis alone, it's only called the nega, only when there's the oim and the pisyon. So we need you to be here. you have to be together with the oymen. If the pisyon goes away, then the neila, then we're back where we started. Back where we started is an expiration date of 2 weeks.
But the Beharis size is still...
Nine, it's always nine. That's always nine. Always nine.
It's always nine, so it's interesting. So even though it never dropped under nine, and it's the baseline, it's still, the Chacham would say Mitahar. Why? Because it's so Amar Beinu. Right,
because it's Amar Beinu. Oh, but you had Pisyon. Yeah, according to the Chachamim, you need the Pisyon. The Pisyon is not like the Shtei Sairos and the Michi. The Pisyon is a chelik of the Nega. It makes sense also because, yeah, the Pisyon is the Nega. See, the Beharis and the Michya and the Shtei Sairos, that's a new thing. That's something that's not shaykh to what we're dealing with. The Beharis, when it spreads, it's the same Beharis. This is the Nega. The Torah is Megale. There's ordinarily a shear. The shear has to be at least nine, but it's not. It's a dynamic shear. Whatever you start with, it has to grow. That becomes the Nega. If it retreats to equal the way it was on week number one, that's not the Nega. If it's something it's something external, that's a Gilui, for example, the Shtei Sairos, or the Michya, that's an external. Those are simonim. We just need you for the moment. Once we've used you, we'll get rid of you. We don't need you. You're dispensable. You're just like a styrofoam cup. You're illegal. We'll send you back where you came from.
Okay, good.
I came from Israel.
Okay, so this is, but that's, this is according to the Teferis, this the Teferis Yisrael, but that's not according to the Rash. The Rash is holding him Psha'an the Mishnah.
Yeah.
All right, this is a very hard Mishnah. It's too hard. All right, let's go now Mishnah Ches, yeah?
Yeah.
We spent 3 days on this Mishnah. Never in my life spent so much time learning a Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. The truth is, the same way I don't understand this Mishnah, I don't understand any Mishnah. Just a fool myself. I understand something. Mishnah Ches. Baheres Kagris. Nayidin. Baheres Kagris. Nine. Upasisa Kachatzi Gris. So that is.
It doesn't matter.
Four and a half. Okay?
It doesn't. I thought any type of
fish
would make
him attack. You're right. Okay, there must be a reason. This is foreshadowing something. There's something coming down the line of it. Baharis Kagris, nine. Ufasasa Kachatzi Gris, four and a half. Correct?
Four and a half, yeah.
Vaholach.
This is on what day? This is on day seven, right?
Day seven. V'holach mina oim kachah. This is the case of Safras, the Safras case. V'holach mina oim kachah. This is parim chadoshes bo'olakan, and it spread, but half of the original disappeared. This is the sugya parim chadoshes bo'olakan, right? So you start off with the oim, the main part, and it spreads. What?
So let's say this big, now all of a sudden it shrank.
No, it doesn't say it shrank. It spread, it said. First it spread. You always had at least nine every single moment. But by the end of the day, here it's only the appointments. But the end is you still have nine, but the nine that you have is in a new location. It shifted across the page. It shifted across the skin. Half of it is not where it originally was. So Baharis Kagris, Upasa Kachatzigris, Vaholach Mina Oim Kachatzigris. Rabbi Akiva Oimer. So the question is, do you need to have another Hesker for another week? Rabbi Akiva Mer Teru'e Batchila. No, this is brand new. This is called, considered to be, wait, Teru'e Batchila, have to read the Rav. Vachachom Mitaharin. Let's see the Rav. Rav Mishneches, Upasa Kachatzigris Litzada Mizruch. Vaholach Mina Oim Kachatzigris Litzada Marif. Tebatchila, the choshev kenega echad. V'nega chadosh, the choshev k'nega acher, acher, fine. V'nega chadosh hu zev yaskir. And therefore you have to start all over again. You start, the clock is reset, it's a new nega. I guess it means that it's on week three. I guess we're talking about week three. It's not new. And therefore, let me give you illustrate this in Tfilin. The man that learned this in Hilchos Safras. Are you allowed to in a sefer in a Tfilin and Mezuzah? Are you allowed to Shloike Sidron? Are you allowed to erase a letter? Write a letter out of order.
Yeah.
Puzzle. Only in the Sefer Torah can you write Shloi Kesedor. In Tefillin and Mezuzos, you're not allowed to write a letter out of order. Everything has to be Keseder. V'chayu ha-devodim. It has to be Keseder. So what happens if you write a letter and it's in the wrong place? So there's a technique, which is Shloi Kalacha. Let's say, for example, you have the letter Resh. It's in the wrong place. So you can do anything below. You can rewrite. But this is a theoretical case. What could you do? You thicken the letter. You take the letter, and you expand it on one side, and you then shorten it on the other side, and you then expand it on the other side. You thicken it, and as you thicken it in one direction, you erase in the other direction behind you. And you do this multiple times. What is the result? When the day is over, you've taken a letter and you've brought it from one part of the paper to the other end. But every single moment in time, there was always a letter there. If you were to erase the letter and rewrite it somewhere else, it would be possible. But every single moment in time, the letter was present on the parchment. The only thing is, you kept on thickening it over here and erasing it over there. So you've done a process of moving a letter across the page over a period of time by letting the ink dry. So the question is that called Shloi Kesedron? So you'll say no. Every single moment, there was always the letter was present. We never erased it. How then in the world did you get the letter from the left to the right? How did you do that? It's magic. Not magic. I just thickened it on this side and thinned it on that side. So what's the problem with this? The problem is very, very nice, but that's called ponim chadoshos bo'olakan. You're so smart. You're such a brilliant person. You outsmarted yourself. You can technically be correct, but you're dead wrong. It's unbelievable what you did. Every single moment in time, the letter never disappeared. The letter was always there, b'shleimus. It was always a kosher letter every single moment in time. But the bottom line is, the letter that I'm looking at right now is not the letter that was there this morning. This morning, the letter was over here, and now the letter is over here. Letters don't just go, and this is not, I don't know what you want to call it. This is not Scrabble. You just can't go take letters and move them across the board. It doesn't work like that. How did you get the letter from here to there? What do you mean? I did it. Technically, you're right, but at the end of the day, you're wrong. Ponim chadoshos bo lekan. Same thing over here. You have the nega. The nega must have a minimum shear of 9. And now look at this. We're going to slide the nega from one part of your body to another part of your body. So the question is this the same nega? Well, it spread and it disappeared. Spread, disappeared. Spread, disappeared. It crawled across my body. It crawled across my body, and every single moment of time, there's going to be a gris. I have the shear. Yeah, very nice you have the shear, but it's a different nega. It's in a different part of your body. So do we say it's a continuation of the old nega, and therefore it's been more than 2 weeks, you're done? Or do we say, I don't know what you're talking about. Last week the nega was on this part of the body, and now it's on this part of the body. As far as I'm concerned, this is a new nega, and we're going to start all over again. Or maybe no, since it gradually moved from place to place, we can look at it each moment in time. This is a machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. I can't hear you. I think this is... I can't hear you. I'm losing you. I'm losing you. SOS.
Better.
Yeah, better. When you take off the video, yeah.
Better,
yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no, it technically was not pasa in that it did not grow larger than its original size, right?
Right.
And it was never really, and it never shrank to
less than a gris. Right. It never shrank, but you always had the regular. You always, basically, it's a similar case. You always had the shear of a gris, but it slid across the body. So that's the shayla. Is this called the new nega, or is this called the original nega?
Is it even called pisyo?
Oh, so the Mishnah is obviously very careful to say that there's no pisyoin. Now the Mishnah doesn't even want to get involved in that because it's always exactly nine. Oh, so you're saying there's a new din in pisyon. Pisyon, does pisyon mean a different location, or pisyon means more than the shachakira? Along the shachakira and pisyon, is pisyon the pshat, it's spread to a new location, or is pisyon the pshat that it's larger than the original shi'ur? L'may nafka mean in this example? Because in this example, it's always going to be nine, so you can't say that it grew in size. But mitzat sheni, it spread to a new location. So you want to say that's the machlokes. There are a lot of different elements, dimensions to the sugi here.
But that's where they tell you pasa kachatzi gris.
Baheres kagris, and then upasasa kachatzi gris. But at the same time that it spread, the holach min oim, it disappeared from the oim, the original kachatzi gris. Detracted. So now, we always have exactly. We don't ever have at any moment in time, or at least at any appointment, viewing hours for the kohen. The viewing hours. We never have for the kohen a moment when it's more than nine. But hey, this is a different painting. Last week you showed me the Mona Lisa, and this week you're showing me George Washington. This is a ponim chadoshois bo'olakan.
You never obviously read those mad magazines that had a picture of the Mona Lisa with the wig on it, right?
The Mona Lisa with the wig on it?
Sometimes some of the cartoon artists make the Mona Lisa and they put like a wig to make it look like George Washington.
The best word I heard from a Kamenetsky, I told you this 2 weeks ago, from the Kamenetsky with the Shebrachas, it's murdic. A guy goes to the museum. Where is the Mona Lisa? What museum is it in? What country?
Italy, the Louvre, I think.
Italy?
I think it's Italy, the Louvre.
Oh, Lemberg.
France.
Lemberg.
France.
So the guy went there and he starts looking at the Mona Lisa and he says to the to the tour guide, I don't see the godless. Big deal. Yitzi Erps can do just as good. So the tour guide says, or the person, the curator at the museum says, excuse me, sir, the Mona Lisa is not on trial. You are on trial. If you don't appreciate the Mona Lisa, there's something wrong with you. The Mona Lisa is not on trial here.
That happened to me. I was listening to a poem and I was like, it's an essay, it's not a poem. And they said, you don't know enough. I said, excuse me, I know enough. I have a bachelor's in creative writing, I know enough. And then they blame you. It's like if you don't express, if you express an independent opinion,
absolutely.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so we have to do this tomorrow. I have to go. But Harris Agris the Apostle Khatigris Holocaust and Oim Khatigris, we keep my teroy batchila. This is a new nega. Ponim Khadoshois Bolakan. Vachachomim mitaharin. No, it's not. It's the same nega. It's the same nega. There's no pisyon. No, notice everyone agrees. There's no pisyon. Notice that. Yeah. That's not called pisyon. Pisyon obviously means you have to have a tenai, that you have to have at least the same volume, the same shear, plus a little bit more. Shail is this the same nega? Chacham say it's not the same nega. It's panim chadashim, meila it's Torah. It is the same nega. It's not panim chadashim. And meila it's already more than 2 weeks. More than 2 weeks, no, the rule is, you go free. You go free after 2 weeks. Rabbeinu Yitzchok, I have to go, okay?
So tomorrow we'll do the Rav and the
Ikum. Okay, now, tomorrow though, I'm probably not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow to the cemetery.
Right.
Tomorrow is my grandmother's yard site. I'm going the last number of years, so I'm just, even though I'm not really in the mood to go, I don't know, I just don't want to break the momentum. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. So maybe let's finish the mission now. It's not very long.
Okay, fine. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, "V'posa chatzig gris letzada mizrach." V'cholach minoyim the Rav. V'cholach minoyim chatzig gris letzada ma'arav. Tere batchil. According to the Shul of Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be brand new, fresh. Ponim chadoshes. V'choshev kinega acher. V'nega chadoshu. Ze v'yaskir for the very first time. V'chamit hadim. Now notice, this is what you said. You see, the Chum, they're focusing on the pisyon. They say, "Mitam the loy choshev pisyon, ela imi moisef al shir hanega shei betchila, v'zeh she'ein le'achshav ela kegris, nechshav kevisho." So first, he's saying over here, he's saying, first of all, it's not panim chadoshes. And number two, in addition to it not being panim chadoshes, it's not, but I admit to you that it's not pisyon. That I admit, it's not pisyon because it's exactly nayon. Okay, moisel al shir hanegah shir betchil v'zeh she'ena achshav elak yidis nechshav kedishon sham be'ena v'tahar. What is it in Tos Yomtiv? Tezayin loydok b'lishnei v'loydok b'lishnei dim kein l'Rabbi Akiva choshev pisyon v'arei loy omar Rabbi Akiva ela teirad batchila. You see, he's coming to Chapa. The Teferes Yisrael over here is coming to say that there is an inconsistency in the parish of the Rav as to be mazal the machleks between the Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. He's giving a different explanation. There's a machlekes, which seems to me that they're focusing on the same topic. And the topic over here is panim chadoshes. The topic is not pisyon. So why then over here is he bringing pisyon? So I wanted to say, he's coming to say two things. Not I hold that it's not called panim chadoshes. Once you hold it, it's not panim chadoshos, you have to add, we have a problem. If you hold it, it's not panim chadoshos, it's not in the same location. Not in the same location, it should be called pisyon. No, that's not called pisyon, because pisyon is a tenai. In order for it to be called pisyon, it has to not only change locations, you have to increase in the measure. If you start out 9, it has to be 10. I don't know, so I have a question on the Tosfos Yom Tov. Why is he coming to take issue with the Rav, saying v'loy dok b'lishnei, the imkain Rabbi Akiva choshev pisyon. No, that's not the topic. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's panim chadoshes. Case closed. Panim chadoshes. We're not even up to pisyon. Forget about pisyon. This is a new nega. According to the Chachamim, no, this is the zelba nega. Oh, it's the zelba nega. We have a problem now. This pisyon. No, it's not. Anayadin. In pisyon, they're tzedinim. Number one, it has to be a new location. It has to be an increase in volume. Yud Zayin. What is over here? Yud Zayin. There's a Yud Zayin over here. Yud Zayin. Kloimar v'tahar. V'ikomar. Kloimar v'ikoy b'sayf shavur rishoyim. If you're at the end of the first week, maskiroi. If you're holding at the end of the first week, what do we do to the fellow? Maskiroi. K'dipay rishalach. V'chacham v'metadim. V'asnisan del'el. V'harash perish le'el. Ahocha de metadim legamre. Ooh. Legamre. Okay, fine.
So the Rash says that it's going after the second one.
Okay, there's no chart, okay, let's look at the picture number 30. Baheres, or is it Ikemafarshim? Ikemafarshim first. Ches, Ikemafarshim. Hakdama. Mishnayos chesentes. Chait. Chesentes. Milamdois din baheres. Shekonsel tzad echo posel tzad acher. A baheres on the move. Okay, we have here the sugya of the baheres on the move. Next. Picture illustrated. Chart number 30, Mispar 30, Tarshim. Baheres kagris shepasasa chatzigris l'tzad echad v'kansav chatzigris tzad acher. Rabbi Akiva, dina ki baheres chadosha, u'maskira mechadosh heskerishon. U'maskira mechadosh heskerishon. Sharei nismata lachigris. It's now Nismata lach gris v'chazo l'mekoyimah harishayim. Nachama. Abaheres kagris shepasa chatzig gris l'tzad echav chantzah chatzig gris l'tzad acher. Rabbi Kiva didn't gris her chadasha. U'maskira mechodosh
heskerishayim. So this is taking place after the first week according to Rabbi Akiva?
According to Rabbi Kiva, it makes no difference. First week, second week, makes no difference when. The fact is, it's on the move. It's on the move. The old one is gone, and this is brand new, a new model, new make and model.
So then he doesn't. Wait. So why does he put him into
Mukhla? No, Mukhla. You have to have the simonim. Where the simonim?
Right. Okay.
It's not afterwards. Dina kebecheres chadosha maskiul mechadosh heskerishon. Shrei nismata lichgris. What does that mean, nismata? I mean, I guess because it was spread on one side and it was diminished on the other side, so the bottom one is you have exactly a gris. Okay. Chacham say, Nechsheves kebeheres, it's a beheres, she'omda be'eino, v'niteres b'sov shvur she'eni, sharei shiur ha'nega nishar gefi shohoye b'tchilo. No change. Just because it moves, gezundeit, it can move all at once. But it's spread. It didn't spread in size. It spread in location, and you need those both conditions. So chaz the Michigan inside by heres kagris, upasas sa kachatzig gris, v'holach mina oim kachatzig gris. So it spread on one side. It disappeared from the original portion. We keep the oim b'teira b'atchila. This is called panim chadoshes. We start fresh. V'chachamim mitaharin. The chum say you are tahar. The chum say because it's a continuation of the previous. And the Mela, there's no pisyoin, and if it's going to be the Sof Shua Sheni, it's going to be Mamish Tor Legam Petur, and the Sof Shua Rishon, it's going to be you're up for bat for another round of Hesker.
There's like a white dot. That's the symbol, I think, of the James Bond things, you know, that there's like a white dot, which is the opening of the gun barrel, so to speak, and it bops around the screen. Okay, it bops around the screen, and then the scene opens up. So you have this white dot that's bopping around. So the Chora, according to Rabbi Akiva, if that white dot never ever changes and just bops around from one place to the other, the person can be musgar like the whole time.
No, but it's a parim chadoshes.
Right, so I'm saying every week.
Right, right, absolutely.
Every week goes to
the as long as the insurance pays, every week right. It goes to the Muskar Center.
Right, and then the Vice President of the United States will come to visit, and she'll say, "Wait, I thought this was the Mukhla Center. This is not the Muskar Center." Okay, Shkoyach.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Prime. I apologize for the delay. All right, so tomorrow is the Bubba's yard site.
Yep.
You going to say Kaddish?
I'm going to say Kaddish. My uncle also says Kaddish. He called me up last night to remind me to say Kaddish. I totally forgot about it, you should know. My uncle called me up to remind me.
Which Baba is it?
My mother's mother. She died before I was born.
What?
She died before I was born.
Was this the sharp tongue Rebbetzin from the Lower East Side?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Well, I guess she missed out. You missed out as well. All right, then Hashem should have an aliyah.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you for learning with me, teaching me some Torah. All right, Gvaldik.
Okay.
Zeigs, have a wonderful day. Thank you very, very much. All the best to you.